This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Much of what Pope Francis talks about can be taken out of context by pro-abortion advocates and others because he so often speaks of offering Christian love to sinners. Yet while Francis talks about love, he does not miss out on the go and sin no more part of Christ's message. A perfect example happened last week when Time magazine said the Pope didn't talk much about abortion. As that issue was hitting the newsstands, the Vatican released an exhortation from Pope Francis to all people in the Americas to accept human life at every stage, from the mother's womb to old age. Shopping for health care in state exchanges is complicated enough because it is difficult to compare coverage between plans. Yet adding to that complexity for pro-life advocates is that most state exchanges are not telling which ones cover abortion. Even members of Congress are being snubbed when it comes to getting direct information from HHS. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. In other headlines, Planned Parenthood, despite a successful $3 million breast cancer screening fundraiser, is cutting breast cancer screenings 34%. And in the HHS mandate battle, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists is attempting to contest the abortifacient nature of many contraceptives. You can call it a science rewrite. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.